It's been a long road to get to this position, but it's been coming for some time.
Why are the Bulls in this position? And I know, I realise it's because they have no money, but why is no one going to watch?
People are going to watch, but, I mean, apart from the economy generally still being not very good around Hereford, the product on offer, the football itself, hasn't been that pretty.
And for that reason, people are staying away?
I mean, there are other reasons, but at the end of the day, you don't go to the cinema if the film's not very good.
What do you think, then, about this appeal asking fans to stick a tenner or whatever they can in the bucket for the next three home games? Do you think that will work?
I mean, when they first had problems 14 months ago, fans were very much behind the board. They very much wanted people to put money in. They had the sponsored walk from Malvern, which raised a lot of money. They did all sorts of other bits and pieces. This time, I don't get the feeling that they've got quite that support. There is going to be a big ask to raise that money in a short space of time.
Well, did fans maybe expect things to turn around a little faster than was practically possible?
When you got to the summer, most of the Football League contracts, which a lot of the historical debt in the last few years, they expired. But unfortunately, their expiry didn't come to the middle of the summer. So what the club ended up doing was using this season ticket money to cover those bills. So we ended up in the position where 1,100 people, the season ticket holders, are effectively not contributing to this season's gates. So their actual match day income is 1,100 people less than the actual match day attendance that's announced.
I see. So they're chasing their tails a bit.
Yeah, and unfortunately, that situation's going to carry on. It's all well and good asking people to put £10 in, and they've turned around in this statement this morning and said that they can put that money up against next season's bills. But again, that's all you're doing is chasing your tail. There's got to be a cut-off point. You've got to sort of like say, enough's enough. And you can't keep on borrowing money from the future because you'll just constantly chase it.
Would you be sad to see the club close down?
I would be very sad to see the club close down. I've been going there since I was 8 years old. It would be a desperate situation.
But how is this going to get fixed? This is what everyone's wondering. It's the million-dollar question, isn't it? And people must wonder whether there's actually an appetite for any sort of professional football in Herefordshire.
There is an appetite for professional football. I mean, certainly, you know, we took 10,000 people to Leicester in the playoff final. We can get gates of 3,000-4,000 for some of the bigger games. There is an appetite. But it's got to be the right professional football. It's got to be attractive. It's got to be entertaining. It needs to be a product that people want to see. Because back in the day, you used to be able to go to football and that was it. You had the cup final on TV and that was it. You've got thousands of games on TV now. We have to compete with that.
But maybe it's an impossible task with the huge difference between Hereford United's level and their Skrill Premier League. And when you look at the Premier League, there's such a massive difference there. Maybe it's just not, there's just no ability to compete there unless you've got someone at the top with plenty of money to keep chucking at it.
Not really. It's not down to the quality of the players. It's down to the quality of the football. You can have a very entertaining game on a park pitch. I mean, some of the Premier League games I've seen over the last few years, especially those involving Tony Pulis's Stoke and his long ball game, were atrocious games of football. It's not about having the best players and paying the top money. It's about having a product that people want to back and want to pay to see.